So you start talking about who is going to have to do what, then I hear you. But if you say stuff like, I'm in this situation right now, it could be used as a learning experience that points to the truth, which is I only deserve happiness and love. Mm. I didn't think of that. That's why it might be the answer. Because you didn't think of it.
That's right.
Because it's all of the answers you thought of that you're living.
Right.
And how's that working for you?
And how is it working for you? So some areas it's probably working great. And in some areas you probably got a little fear, right?
Yeah. A little.
Okay, so before I hit this next part, which is even more intense, let's just take 30 seconds of breathing. Spirit knows no one is special. God knows no one is special. Love knows no one is special. Love knows no one gets treated differently. Got it? But love, Holy Spirit, your higher self, our guide home, also perceives that you have made special relationships. So he's saying the Creator knows that nobody's really special. But the Creator also knows we got a whole lot of special relationships going on. Right? He says, the God, Holy Spirit, the higher being, the universe would purify the relationship. Now, I love the Course in Miracles definition of purification. For God would purify our relationship, which simply means God will not let us destroy it. So purification is non-destruction.
Oh, wow.
Anything that you're not destroying, you're purifying.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Okay? Wow. So love is going to take the special relationship that I have, and love knows that love isn't really special, that love goes to everyone equally, but love sees that we have special relationships, and so what love is going to do is go, I'm going to not let you use this relationship to hurt you anymore. I am going to not let you use this relationship to hurt yourself anymore. I'm not going to let you destroy it and it destroy you. That's what love says. Okay, you made this special relationship. Well, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help purify it. I'm going to help you not screw it up this time. Then it says, however unholy the reason you made your relationship may be.
Wow.
That means however frightening the reason you made this relationship to be, love, which is Holy Spirit, can translate your special relationships into holiness, which the Course describes as beauty, love, and happiness. So Holy Spirit can translate this special relationship that you're in into beauty and guiltlessness and innocence and love by removing as much fear as you will let him. I will remove as much of the problem as you will let me. I will remove as much of the fear as you will let me. I want to purify your relationship, love says, and I will get rid of as much conflict and fear as you will let me. Love can't wait to get hold of this relationship. Truth can't wait to get hold of this relationship. God can't wait to get hold of this relationship. Holy Spirit can't wait to get hold of this relationship so that it can undo as much fear as you will let him.
Wow. That's so good.
You can place any relationship under the care of the Holy Spirit, which is your right mind, and be sure that it will not result in pain. you can place any relationship under the care of God, and you can be sure it won't result in pain. So how can I tell if I put my relationship under the guidance of my higher self? It will not result in pain. So any relationship that I'm experiencing pain is a relationship I'm handling by myself.
Yeah.
And the relationship that I'm experiencing lots of joy in is a relationship that I'm not handling by myself. I'm doing it with joy. I'm doing it with love. I'm not doing it by myself. I'm doing this relationship with love. All you have to do is offer your higher self your willingness to let your relationship serve no need but his. I say it again. All that you need to do in order to have all the fear and conflict removed from any relationship that you have is to be willing to have that relationship only serve the purpose of your happiness. You can place any relationship on this care and be sure it will not result in pain if you offer him your willingness to have the relationship serve no need but love. This is the answer, y'all. This is the answer. This is the answer. And it will keep coming at you through other teachings and other disciplines and other teachings and other folk. And this ain't the only form to get it to, but it's going to be the same truth when you get through with all the rest of it. You're going to come back to the same place, which is what? The only thing I deserve is love. 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 The only thing I deserve is safety. 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 The only thing I deserve is freedom. The only thing I deserve is freedom. Until this is the only thing I want, then I have not offered my relationship up to be purified and healed until I only want my peace. All the guilt in your special relationships arises from your use of your special relationship. All the guilt in your special relationships are coming from the way that you use the relationship. So a person who feels guilty in a relationship is feeling guilty because of the way they have used the relationship. You're feeling guilty because of the way you use the relationship. So he says guilt comes from the way you use the relationship, but love is going to come from God's way, love's way of using your relationship. So the part of you that loves you, when it takes over, which is what it is about to do, and we are being prepared for that moment, what really loves us is about to make its presence known. He says then what's going to happen is you're just going to start feeling more and more and more and more innocent and more and more and more and more safe and more and more and more and more happy in the relationships you are forming, because you now let your relationships be used as learning experiences that point to the truth, which is that you only deserve love.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
Because prisoners starved and emaciated, been on the desert for 5 million lifetimes, they don't jump up the instant they've been told they only deserve love, and that's the only experience that's getting ready to come to them. That's all right. That's okay. That's okay. I know looking at it from our perspective, it doesn't seem possible, but that's the nature of our perspective.
Yeah.
That's just the way our perspective works. It works on the basis of selection and limitation, and selection and defining and limiting and selecting and defining and excluding and picking and choosing and rejecting and accepting and upping and downing and hotting and colding. You know, our perception is all about comparison and judgment and measuring. That's what the Course says. Us thinking that we know what's going on based on what we see would be like you thinking you know what a person looked like just by seeing a pimple on their ankle. That's how little your perspective is of the entire situation.